This is Daisei Dub 2 that she does with Holy Tongue. This should be an easier one, but I don't know how to pronounce this either. Al Watton, a really great producer. They also had that recent release with Shackleton. I love so much of their stuff. It was kind of hard to pick, to be honest. This isn't necessarily my favorite one, but I do really like it. So, yeah, definitely wanted to throw on one from their project in this highlight on her work, because I feel like they have just been sounding so good. Is another one from her VZ project with Zongaman. This song and the one I'm going to play after with her group Moin, I'm going to play one from their latest album, but so much of their discography is really cool and worth a little dig through. They're definitely more of the band, I don't know, sounding stuff. Obviously, she does a lot of cool dub things, a lot of really experimental stuff, which I did not dig into too much today. I mean, a lot of this was experimental, but I mean, just albums of playing on porcelain drums, and it can get definitely a lot weirder, but I figured if this was maybe people's first introduction, we would take it a bit more accessible, I guess. But yeah, still really groovy stuff. So the next one's gonna be Lift You.
I just want to say I really appreciate this, because nobody ever asks to use my voice for a track. To read in a time of war, to read it again, to think about it, to read it aloud, to record it, to try again, to listen back, to send and unsend. To worry about getting old, to feel old. Remember, I felt older before. To have experienced so much love, to have resisted, to be bitter, to think of you. To feel your mood like the weather, to not let it affect me anymore. To not let it affect me anymore. You're talking about fear being taken advantage of, fear being used, fear fear being poor forever, to fear ending up on the other side of the border, to fear imprisonment, to fear detention, to fear witch hunters and their generals, to know what will happen.
You're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh from Friday at noon to Sunday at midnight. We'll be spinning 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from five local bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. Paeta Italian Street Food is a spot for fresh chopped salads, tossed pastas, and toasted piadas, their take on an Italian-style wrap. With five locations in the Pittsburgh area, they've got options to satisfy a variety of cravings. You can find Paeta in the Northway Mall, East Liberty, Shadyside area, Oakland on Pitt's campus, South Hills near Mount Lebanon, and in the South Hills Robinson area. You can follow them on Instagram, their Paeta Italian Street Food, to stay up to date on all things Paeta. So Lift You, I really like because it definitely has, I feel like there's a little bit of a political kind of melancholy tint to it, which I really like. So you've been listening to 30 Minutes of Valentina Malaghetti. And anyways, we are moving on to Jam and Unit. That'll be coming up here. I will say a few more words about that in a second.
To run, to want to hide, to want to talk, to die of pride.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to correct myself, but it was Magaletti. And I just didn't want to eat into the rest of that song. We are a few minutes late, but I'm doing another half hour on Jem Oral. He's more famous as Jam and Unit, but has a ton of different aliases. You can check it out on Discogs, if you're curious. So he is Finnish Turkish, and started working as an audio engineer in Frankfurt. Currently lives in Berlin and produces music for movies and TV, and he runs his own mastering studio, which I think is a big part of his project, Jammin' Masters, which he started in 1993. So he's done production on a lot of hip-hop and pop acts. He's worked with artists like The Mad Professor, Wu-Tang Clan, Black Eyed Peas, Gwen Stefani, and Nine Inch Nails. He's currently teaching critical listening and mastering. He's produced and cooperated on more than 300 records and uncounted projects. So he is also known for being half of Air Liquide with Ingmar Koch, which lasted until 2005, starting in 1991. We're going to hear a handful of his different aliases today. I'm just starting us off with Jam and Unit, which I believe is just him doing a solo thing, a lot more dub-sounding stuff, whereas the Air Liquide can get really into the high BPM techno and sometimes even like a sluggy electro sound. So keep listening if that's your thing. So yeah, those were two tracks from his alias Jammin' Unit, kind of his main solo one. I'm now moving on to a bit of Air Liquide. This is El Dorado. The reason I decided to include it is I feel like it has kind of a different feel from some of their other stuff. And I think it kind of highlights the vocals. I assume this is Mary S. Applegate, who does a lot of the vocals for their tracks. Sort of has that very, very distinctly Air Liquide. And I think this is a good one to highlight that. Insane in the Membrane. This song reminds me of that, if it doesn't straight up sample it. This is Stratostatic. It is also an Air Liquide track. And we're going to be picking it up a bit. I want to get into some of their higher paced stuff. We're about 17 minutes into the 30 minutes of their stuff. So Jem Arl also has a project with Khan, who is his brother. It's Cube 40. They're also a lot more upbeat, really fun. So I definitely want to save a little bit of time for at least one, if not two, of their tracks. And then I'm also going to try to sneak in maybe two more from Jem's other aliases or projects if we have the time. I hope you're sipping on your coffee and getting more awake, because they are going to be a bit more upbeat. So bear with me this early morning, and let's wake up together, I guess. I'm probably not going to let this one fully ride out, but this is the song, This Is a Mind Trip, which I wanted to use as a sort of introduction to This Is Not a Mind Trip. They kind of play off each other, obviously. And there's a lot of different remixes of this track, kind of like that, like, just, I feel like, very much encapsulates that sort of high energy Air Liquide kind of techno track. I just wanted to make sure that I played one of those. So you'll hear that just for a little bit, because we're kind of tight on time here. So yeah. Okay, yeah, I definitely was running a bit tight on time here. Obviously, Jem Arl has so much amazing music. I wanted to end on Cube 40. Like I said, the project with his brother. I just think this is the most fun song ever, but big L for the really good futuristic Dub Foundation cut that I was going to play. So you'll hear this for the next minute, and then we'll be passing it on over to the next DJ. So thank you so much if you've been listening.
Friday and running until tonight at midnight. We're spending 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from five local bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. I'll be with you for the next hour up until 9 o'clock. We're going to be playing tracks from Richard Thompson, including at least one Fairport Convention track and one that he did with his former wife, Linda. And we'll get started with that right now.
Oh, and you don't have any.
track was Genesis Hall from Unhalfbricking, a 1969 record by Fairport Convention. Richard Thompson wrote the song. He was 19 or 20 when he wrote it, a fact that amazes me. Very mature lyrics. Genesis Hall was an abandoned hotel which had become a squat mostly for elderly people until the sheriff was called out to have them vacate. Okay, next up we'll give you, I should mention the vocals here were by Sandy Denny. Next up, we're doing a tune that was from Richard and Linda Thompson's last album together, Shoot Out the Lights.
Thank you.
That was Don't Renege on Our Love. I should mention that Thompson is not only a great lyricist, but a great guitar player. And he has a very nice, subtle voice. We're going to play... I don't think he does play the guitar on the next song. But he wrote it, and he's singing it.
That's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Bucks Hill they did ride. Oh, says James to Red Molly, is a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Taking a young James A.D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of a road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. I said I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now mountains and Indians and grievances won't do. Ah, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Oh, he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from a hill and they carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride. town. They called it the summer of love. They were burning babies, burning flags, the hawks against the doves. I took a job in the steamy down on Cauldron Street, and I fell in love with a laundry girl who was working next to me. Well, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, so fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, well, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. Brown hair zigzag around her face, a look of half surprise, like a fox caught in the headlights. There was animal in her eyes. She said, young man, oh, can't you see, I'm not the factory kind. If you don't take me out of here, I'll surely lose my mind. Well, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, so fine that I might crush her where she lay. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. And knives wherever we went. I said that we might settle down, get a few acres dug, fire burning in the hearth and babies on the rug. She said, oh man, you foolish man, surely sounds like hell. You might be lord of half the world, you'll not own me as well. Well, she was a rare thing, the wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, but she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. We was camping down the Gower one time, the work was pretty good. She thought we shouldn't wait for the, and I thought maybe we should. We was drinking more in those days, and tempers reached a pitch, and like a fool I let her run with a rambling itch. Well, the last I heard, she's sleeping rough back on the Derby beat, white horse in her hip pocket, and a wolf found at her feet. And they say she even married once a man named Romany Brown, but even a gypsy caravan was too much settling down. And they say her flower is faded now, hard weather and hard booze, but maybe that's just the price you pay for the chains you refuse. Well, she was a rare thing, more than ever words could say. If I could just taste all of her wildness now, if I could hold her in my arms today, well, I wouldn't want her any other way.
That last song was a Bee's Wing off of the 2001 release Mirror Blue. Before that, we had 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. That was a 1991 release off of Rumor and Sigh. Oh, lots of lines in both of those that stuck in my head. The fate should break my stride. That's probably my favorite euphemism for death. But okay, we've got we're going to play a longer track here, and this one, the one that we're playing is off of a CD, Mock Tutor, and it has a couple of nice guitar pieces in it.
Small, hard on me, hard on me.
Last song was Richard Thompson doing Hard on Me off of his 1999 release, Mock Tutor. That's going to do it for our Richard Thompson and related sets. My regular show is called Pinckney Hall, no relation to Genesis Hall. And we're on the air at 9 o'clock through 10 o'clock on Friday mornings. Each week we do something different. We've got Mardi Gras coming up. It's a week from next Tuesday. I think that's the 4th. So on Friday coming up, we're going to play music from New Orleans with an emphasis on Mardi Gras tunes. The week after that, we're very close to International Women's Day, so on that day, we will be playing songs by women, for the most part, about women. And so it goes. I don't know what we're doing after Mardi Gras and International Women's Day. Maybe we'll go on vacation. Who knows? Well, next up here, though, is Pauly Jean Harvey, who I think I get my facts right here. I think her first CD came out in 1991, and she did something remarkable with that CD. Well, she did a couple of things remarkable about it. First of all, simultaneously with releasing the CD, she released, she did do it on a CD, not just vinyl, all the demos for the songs on the album. It was also... let's just say a rather unique cover on the demos album, but she has enjoyed a long career as Richard Thompson has, and she has one thing I like about her music is that she's really grown through that, both in her songwriting and her vocals. Okay, it is now 9 o'clock. You're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday at noon to Sunday at midnight, we'll be spinning 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from 5 local bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view our full schedule for this annual music marathon. And also, we have some fine underwriters for Massive Music Weekend. One of them is Piatta Italian Street Food. Piatta Italian Street Food is a spot for fresh chopped salads, tossed pastas, and toasted piattas, which is their take on an Italian-style wrap. With 5 locations in Pittsburgh area, they've got options to satisfy a variety of cravings. You can find Piatta in the Northway Mall, East Liberty Shadyside area, Oakland, South Hills near Mount Lebanon, and in the South Hills Robinson area. You can follow Piatta on IG at Piatta Italian Street Food. No spaces. To stay up to date on all things Piatta. Okay, we're going to start it off with the first track from PJ Harvey's first album.